So I just wanted to share a little bit about myself and share a fear that I genuinely have. Not sure if I want to be embarrassed about this or not, but we shall find out soon enough. So I realized that after just really amazing sex, just absolutely mind-blowing, body convulsing, every muscle in your body separately spasming out of your control, just squirt-tastic and cream dripping, both, you know, mine, by the way, just ridiculous amounts of pleasure flowing outside of my body because of how just deliciously great that dick was. But so there is always this moment right afterwards, after like the initial spasm stops, like this cutoff point, because it seems like it's maybe probably just a few minutes, but it feels like just hours upon hours of your whole essence calming down, really. There's this stopping point where the entire nervous system and senses, at least my skin senses, like I can't feel anything, like just immediately if you touch me, I can't feel it anywhere on my face, my body. There was a point where I used to black out from too many orgasms and I wouldn't breathe, so I would literally just be dying after sex. And so there's always this crazy fear that I have that I'm like, what if this is definitely the end, like out of all the ways to die, just pure ecstasy from so much pleasure. And I don't know if that is an actual thing to be scared of or not, but really that's not the part that I'm scared of. It is this really paranoid, probably most irrational part of my fear, is when I'm laying there in the moment of initial paralysis and, you know, someone breaks in. Because let's just say that I'm fallen asleep, but the paralysis point doesn't happen until, you know, someone walks into the door. And I have no idea who it is, because I'm just absolutely out. And you're just like, you should always know who is coming in and out of your own house, right? Well, okay, so in this irrational part of my whole vision, in my paralysis blackout, there is a moment where I just decide zombie outbreak is happening outside of my house, and so there are people screaming, and so I can hear screaming outside my window. I can hear this growling, like sounds, and all of a sudden, like, everything inside my being is completely out of control. I know that my heart is going to be beating really, really fast, but I can't feel it. I know that every single part of my fear of my hair standing up on my body and everything else that has to do with fear and my eyes dilating, like, I'm supposed to be able to feel certain aspects of fear. I feel absolutely nothing, though. And I don't even feel like I'm consciously within my body. So it super freaks me out to know that there are people just literally, I can hear them dying and I can't do anything about it because of the amount of pleasure that I received just moments before this entire outbreak just fucking unfolded. And you're just like, what? Why are you taking it to that level? Like, maybe you should just stop watching too many scary movies. That would be the worst scary movie premise for me to actually witness, because I can see it happening, you know? Like, you turn the news off just in the moment when someone describing a severe outbreak at one hospital or something in your city. And then after that, you're banging away. You're just like, like, yeah, I'm getting this stick and it's so awesome. And now I'm pretty sure no one actually says that during sex. I'm pretty sure it's just regular moaning, but that's not the point of the story. The point is the moment you start having like a first few orgasms, like your neighbors are slowly getting infected around you, right? And you're just fucking like everything's normal. And then by the time out of nowhere, you know, the both of you are just trapped inside your room completely in the bliss of orgasm, and like you can hear banging on your window, like bloody hands smacking and banging to the point where they bash through the fucking window and are now crawling through and climbing on top of each other, falling in through. And by the way, your mattress is really close to the fucking window, so when they're climbing all over each other and fucking falling into each other, they're practically touching your bedpost. So you're already like in this state of going, holy shit, I can't feel my body. These people are about to come over and eat me, and I don't know how I'm gonna feel about it, because I just have to realize that I'm not gonna be able to feel them tear into my skin with their fucking nails and tear into my abdomen with their teeth and gnashing and gnawing and grabbing at my intestines. It's like, will I feel any of that shit happening to me in that moment of initial paralysis hit? Like, I just had the best moment of my life, and now I'm about to have it fucking just consumed as I'm being consumed, and I don't have to know what that actually feels like. Is that what ultimate bliss is, and is that how heaven works? Do you get to sacrifice yourself on that level and just go, well, thank you? The end. I don't know how that's supposed to really be. I mean, in the end, I had a great fucking sex today, so, and I'm still alive, and I was not subjected to a zombie apocalypse, so win for not, you know, having irrational fear come to life. Anyway, yeah, that's my story. If you listen to this, thank you. Sorry. Thank you, and have a good night.